Welcome to Project Joy Radio Show, and good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. So I'm projecting we have a lot of lit up people out there after looking at kindness all day yesterday, so.
Oh, I bet so. I know I'm one of them, so
indeed.
I'm hoping that there are a lot of us.
So here's our practice focus for this morning. Three things in human life are important. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. The third is to be kind. Henry James. Today, notice kindness wherever you encounter it. Record and listen every time you notice any kindness, large or small. At the end of the day, record and listen about how it feels to have focused on kindness all day long.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
I love the phrasing of that quote, to be kind. You know, so in the precepts, when we, the one that throws most people is not to be angry, and to see the difference between getting angry, feeling angry, and being angry, and so to be kind. It's such a powerful perspective, or helpful perspective.
It doesn't say to perform kind acts in any
right.
sense. It just says to be kindness or to be kind.
All right.
Critical
well,
distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
All right, first caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Chris and Sherry, this is Ann calling from the Bay Area.
Hello, Ann. Are you on a speakerphone? Because you sound like you're in an echo chamber.
I turned up the volume. Does that help?
No? Well, we can hear you. It just sounds like you're very far away and in at the bottom of a tube. But that's okay. If that's the sound we have, we're happy to have you with that sound.
Well, I'm going to try to go outside. I have a.
There you are.
Okay, I was going to go outside because I have a headset on. And does that help?
Oh, it's way better, yeah.
Yeah,
you're loud and clear.
Well, anyway, I'm just loving this. I can't believe I got on. I was so inspired by the person yesterday who said that they call every day, and that's my experience. And I have to tell you, life's perfection. I was on a reflective listening buddy call yesterday or the day before, and I said, you know, what I'm hearing myself say, what I realize is it's really all comes down to is being kind. And then the next practice opportunity, or whatever we're calling these, came in, and it was so perfect. It was like life saying, yes. And then when you said that this morning about not to be angry, and I went back to one of the first, I think it was the first week, one of our practices, which just blew me away, which was that ego camouflages as emotions. Do you remember that? It can camouflage as anger or disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it wasn't even the quote. Maybe you were just saying it because I wrote it down. I actually want to record that one bit, like 5 minutes, because it was so profound to me. I haven't done it yet, but I have it written down to record because I just had never heard it or thought of it that way, that if we're being angry, that's actually ego camouflaging as a legitimate, I don't know, emotion or state of being or whatever
right.
you would call that. And and to instead practice being kind, I don't know, it just really hit me. And you know how those
uh-huh.
things happen where it hits you in a new way?
Oh, yes, I do. Where everything comes together and opens up at the same time. So it's magic. It all comes together and everything opens up. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to give everybody else opportunity, but I want to share two other things. On the day, we had 2 days in a row where it was to say thank you. And I actually practiced that a lot with intention. And I thought to myself, rather than say, well, I already practiced that, I said, okay, how can I practice that more? What else could I do to say thank you? Oh, and like this morning, I was putting some shoes away, and I was saying thank you to the shoes. And it was such a fantastic experience, because you had said something about saying thank you to, you know, as you go around your day, saying thank you to things, which I hadn't thought of. So I've incorporated that, and that's wonderful. But I want to tell the story that I thought, well, I'm going to send an email to somebody. Rather than just telling him thank you, I sent him an email telling him how much I'd appreciated his help. And he sent me this, he sent me this email back saying he was so appreciative that I had said thank you, because he feels like he has such a thankless job and nobody ever says thank you. And it made his day. And so it was just, you know, so of course it made my day. And so it just makes me want to look more and more and more for ways I can say thank you and live in thank you and live in kindness.
I love it. And you're just adding. Right? You just keep adding these things to your day. Right?
Yes.
Which is so important, because all those times before when you weren't thinking about being grateful for whatever it is and saying thank you, when you weren't focused on being kind, you were focused on something else. And if you're like the rest of us, it was probably heavily influenced by ego. Right? Because so we can go through the day grumbling about, well, that didn't work and that didn't happen and why is that way? And you're replacing those grumble moments with gratitude moments. And that changes the night, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't tell you how wonderful it was to say to my shoes this morning, "Man, you're such a great pair of shoes. I really appreciate you. Thank you." I mean, it was a wonderful experience.
You've been around Buddhism for long enough, certainly, to know that there are people, Buddhist people, who will get into arguments about what is sentient and what is not. And then you run into somebody like Katagiri who just flat out says, well, everything is sentient. And if we stop and consider that, if everything is that which is, if everything is the intelligence that animates, if this is a non-separate reality, then, of course, that is the case. So the same thing that is animating you is, in quotes, animating. We can't see the animation, but the fact that we can't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. So it is animating you, there are the shoes, and we sense their what beingness. The part that particular bit of a non-separate reality is playing, and they're playing it for you.
Yes, and I know it makes a difference because I feel it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, suddenly, I want to hear it.
Well, suddenly you feel yourself surrounded by love. Not just projecting it, but surrounded by it. Because what we do is what we have. And so I'm just sitting here in my little house now, looking around. There's nothing in this house that I don't love. Okay? Mm. And so acknowledging that, realizing that, this is where we could be sliding off here into something that people, I got to hang up now because they've gone too far. but to realize that everything, keeping in mind Wei Ning's since the beginning, no thing is, which is another way of saying in a non-separate reality, if the awareness that animates all, a synonym for that is unconditional love, which we are accepting as a working hypothesis, then one experiences oneself as living in love.
And what a kindness to bring it back to yesterday's
crap. Oh, you just want to be kind to everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're walking through the house and you stub your toe on a chair, and instead of letting a voice in your head say, "Well, why don't you watch where you're going, stupid? And kicking the chair, which is never a good idea if you just stubbed your toe on it. And that's the kind of conditioned response. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with life that put this chair in my path and caused me to stub my... That's the kind of way we're supposed to approach life. But if we start to realize that everything in life is supporting us, is giving to us, is taking care of us, that all of it is love, it's just a completely different reality.
Yeah, wow. Yes. Yes. Wow.
Well, and I want to share one other thing about how I've been practicing we had two recent quotes on a habit. And so what I decided to do was, and we've played with this before and talked about it, but it was just so profound. I couldn't think of a particular habit that I wanted to break. So I thought, well, I'm going to set a timer for every 2 hours and just see what habit I'm in then. And break, get up and just do something different. And so I've been doing that since that happened. And then I thought, oh, wow, that could become a habit. But I can change the time of the timer. And I've just so appreciated everybody sharing how they've been practicing with the quotes. So I wanted to share that because it's been so powerful for me.
Yeah. Well, and again, I just want to underline, if you stay with this for the next, 340 days or 45 days or whatever we've got in this 50 days, doing what you're doing right now, and I'm confident that you will, you are not going to recognize yourself at the end of this year. Because all of the places that conditioning has been hiding out, I realize I'm yelling because it is raining so hard on my roof that I can barely hear you. Right?
Oh, and we have to say thank you to that, right?
And we have to say thank you. Even as we drown, we say thank you. Yes. So I'm sorry about yelling, but I can't help it. It's that reflex sort of thing. So because, again, you're replacing all those conditioned orientations with present moment presence, and it's like it's just a giant sweeping away of karma, of habit, of conditioning, of ego. It's just being swept away, and what's replacing it is all of these practices that support you in being here in any moment.
Right. Yes, and a big thank you to everybody who is making this opportunity happen and who is participating, because I am so grateful for every single person who calls in and shares. It's such a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right there, Ann. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Talk to you soon,
yeah,
and
thank
I will
you,
be
Ann.
Listening. All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sure, it really does seem true that with these half-hour calls each morning, that conditioning has no place to hide as we change the focus that rapidly. Like you were just talking about, that if we stayed with the same practice, at some point conditioning gets defended against it. And so this kind of a shift in focus like this really does expose all of that conditioned habit and conversations.
Yeah,
that
is such a great point. That is such a great point. Somebody said to me once that she worried that she was so attached to inspiration. Always looking for something to be inspired about. And of course, that conditioned belief that that's avoiding what is really so by seeking to turn attention to inspiration. I said, I would double those efforts so that we are constantly having something in front of us that we can choose, that we're inspired by, that speaks to our hearts.
Yeah.
So that is an excellent point. And of course, just a little warning to the wise that is exactly why conditioning is going to attempt increasingly to talk people into not participating. You know, well, you can listen to the recording. Well, you know, you don't really have time to listen to the recording today. And pretty soon, of course, we're behind, right? The conversation has gone on. The practices have gone on. Well, you're so far behind now, you might as well just quit. And that is the case with everything all the time. And so just for us to watch it here and know why that's happening.
Exactly. Yeah, it seems conditioning job is to slow the energy down to the point where it can point and say something like, it's not like it used to be. It's not as inspirational as it used to be.
Yes.
Then use that little
margin.
You're
just not as excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
yeah. Thank you.
Let's see what our next caller has to say. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello, Chris, and hello, Sherry. It's Paula in South Carolina.
Well, hello, Paula. What's
Paula,
going on
hello.
In Paula's world? Are you there? Am I there?
You're there, Sherry.
Yes, are you there?
Okay, I think I got it.
Oh, there's
Paula. Yeah, I just got the message. I was muted, and so I went back and hit star 6 again. Anyway, Paula is just, I'm just so filled with laughter. I've been thinking today is that if somebody was, there was a hidden camera, it seems like I'm laughing like 80% of the time now. And I'm sure that part of it has, and maybe the most of it has to do with this daily radio show. Because
oh, lovely.
Every time, yeah, I just feel this enormous happiness and joy. I feel like I've fallen into a mine full of jewels. And,
ooh, what a nice image.
yeah,
I just pictured you just lying there on all of these jewels and just kind of running your hands to them and tossing them into the air and seeing them in the light and seeing yourself reflected in them. And, oh, what a nice image.
Well, that's a nice reflection too, Sherry, because I do just see the beauty of colors and the shininess and the shapes, and all of that is an image of what I experience every day. As Anne was saying, it's so amazing what people have to share and what you and Chris are at. Ashwini, reflect. It's all, you know. How lucky, we are as people
My impression of what you're saying is that it's such a tangible, immediate experience of oneness.
Yes, it is, and connectedness rather than as opposed to separation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, and when you mentioned, you know, being like, I'm afraid I'm too excited or too inspired. everything is just falling into place absolutely perfectly.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, I love that with everybody who speaks, everybody who's having whatever experience they're having, and I swear we can feel the people who aren't speaking, but they're having the experience, that intuitive sensing of all of the lit up people practicing. But everybody who talks about their experience and we go to that place of, oh, yeah, oh, yes, yes. And each time I can feel my heart open. I can feel the expansiveness. I just like lolling around in a big old pile of jewels.
Yeah. And it's just I'm amazed by like the way that the project, the assignments every day. And I've been using that, the Transform Your Life, for many years and practicing it on my own and the book. And yet this has somehow is the transformation has always been there, but this is like a mass transformation. And I just think that's what the world needs. It's a mass transformation. And we are a part of that. And we're contributing to the masses transforming.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm underneath my skin. I'm just tingling all over. Oh.
I know the feeling. It is very exciting.
It is
all right.
Exciting.
Thank you.
Is
there more?
No, the only other thing I was going to add was that the laughter is not, it's certainly about joy. In a Project Joy, perfect name, it's certainly about joy and happiness and being lit up and recognizing all these powerful jewels. But it's also recognizing how we're like, the other 80% of the time, that conditioned mind has some comment. It's always like, you know, invited or not, kind of sitting in the back seat. And, you know, I may have set a whole lot of rules for it, which is I'm getting better at doing, you know, don't talk to me. you're riding in the back seat, but I don't want to hear you. You're not driving the car. And and that's also a blessing, is the ability to, like, this immediacy of recognizing, oh, you know, that's conditioned mind. Oh, you know, that's just a piece of karma. And then without even saying those words, and even in my head, I just laugh. And
you're not afraid of them any longer. They don't have power over you.
No, and the other thing that I've had, I don't have any clue whatever will go on forever, if there is a forever. But the fact that is something that is being experienced now is, it's just so deeply appreciated and so grateful for it that, wow, now when I hear that voice that, oh, well, you better hurry up. Look at all the things on your list today. You got to do this job. You got to do that job, this job. And I'm just, you know,
you just laugh.
Automatically start to laugh. That's so stupid. It's not true.
And that's freedom, isn't it? Nothing needs to change. We don't need to improve. We don't need to fix ourselves. We don't want to, you know, we don't have to fight with that voice. We don't have to anything. We can just laugh.
Yeah, there's no urgency, you know, not effort. Our life is leading, and I'm just going to, like, follow wherever it leads me because I totally trust it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? It's heaven.
It is.
It really is.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry, so much. And thank you, Chris. Y'all have
Thank
a great
Paula.
Rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think we might be able to have time for one more, Sherry.
Okay, great.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christine.
Hi, Hello, Christine.
Hi, Sherry. Hi. So I'm from all the callers. I'm feeling lit up and smiling and hearing the voices and taking and laughing. It's great. Thank you, everybody. It's such a relief to have others to practice with, because it's easy, like Chris had said before, the rapid fire of an assignment every day, which is awesome to have a new assignment every day. But conditioning has some things to say about that and doesn't like it particularly.
Doesn't like it? Huh. Well, now, babe, it's a surprise, huh?
Yeah,
you keep waking up and you're disturbing it, right? It needs you to go to sleep so that it can do what it does.
Yeah, and so it's wonderful. I feel like I've been carried by the people who have called in every day for the past months because I guess what I've been told is you're not prepared enough. You know, you went to work and then you didn't do the assignment at work. And I haven't figured out that work is so busy, you know, from one person to the next person to the next person, interactive, busy work, that I go to work and then after work, or actually if I have a break, I practice a little. I think about the assignment.
Anyway, may I?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're getting talked into, you're not prepared enough because you didn't really do the assignment enough, that whole conversation. So
exactly.
I don't think she would mind if I said this about her. Jen, you know Jen, is a very, very, you know, monks have a very, very busy life and a lot of things to be attending to, just like people out in the world who have busy jobs like you described. And so she'll tend to write something on her hand. Okay? Now, the fun part about that is you write it on your hand, and it's going to catch your attention, right? Because it's right there on your hand. And now conditioning says, well, you can't do that because blah, 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 blah. But really, it's your hand, and you can write on it if you want to. I'm sure there are no rules at work about not writing something like kindness on your hand. Well, write it on the glove. You can write it each time you put on a pair of gloves, right? Just keep a little thing in your pocket, put on a pair of gloves, put it, write it. Talk about it. Practice, right? It takes all of 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if somebody sees it, what a great conversation.
What
does that bring on your glove? Kindness. Good.
They want me to be kind. Of course, I'm working with the people who care if I'm kind.
Need you to be kind.
Yeah.
People you're working with on every level really need you to be kind. And so, we could all do that. Anybody who's having trouble remembering what the assignment is, we'll just get your little pen and write it on your hand and just see what happens there. And if nothing else, just watch conditioning. Well, you can't go out with that on your hand. Really?
Oh,
why?
I don't mind.
I mean, we're the people who would, you know, paint one fingernail black or put twist ties around our fingers or, you know, this is important. This is life and death. We are waking up and ending suffering. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. That's a great idea. And so
excited to hear what happens.
Thanks. So my experience of kindness has been, I would call it gentle and caring. And and so all day yesterday not at work because I was thinking of something else, I guess. But, well, actually, that's not true. At work, I was kind.
I bet.
Also.
Yes, exactly. The voices, now that's a perfect example. The voices in your head would like you to believe that because you weren't thinking about kindness, you weren't kind, which is just not true.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so I enjoy being gentle and just noticing basically everything is being kind. If I'm noticing, oh, that was kind, now I'm going to take my dog for a walk. Oh, I fed my dog. Now I'm making my bed. And that was kind. It was caring for my bed. I was caring for everything.
Yes.
And I love that. It slows me down just to notice that's what I'm doing. I'm gently caring. Yeah. I'm making my bed. I'm straightening out my shoes. Now I'm going to vacuum. Then I'm going to, and it's all just gently caring. Kindness.
Yes. Being kind to everything.
Yeah.
being kind to you and everything in your world.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
so thank you.
All right,
you're going to keep me posted. You're going to
tell me down the road a little bit how that goes, writing on your gloves.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, so great. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Christine. All right, Sherry, I think it's time to move on.
I got my pen out, Chris. I got my pen. What's next?
Okay, that's great. Okay, write kindness right there where everyone can see it. Right on. It is kind of funny to think about conditioning saying, well, what are people going to think about a person with kindness written on their hand? Probably that they're kind or they're practicing kindness. So it's like,
as if we care what conditioned mind is going to say about our commitment to kindness.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. So for practice focus for the remainder of the day until tomorrow's call, the quote is, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing which you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt. Today, make a list of things the voices tell you to fear. Which one would you choose to engage to begin facing fear? Turn on your recorder and invite the mentor's guidance on facing this one specific fear. Remember, this is a process. When we know how to face down one fear, we know how to face down all fear.
Which really argues for don't let conditioning pick the biggest fear of our lives. Right? It's a process.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the same thing if I face my fear of eating olives. It's one of my favorites from recent times. It's something like that. Is the same process as jumping out of an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, so start small and work up, because starting big is really just a form of sabotage.
Yes. Yeah. Just invites the voices into the party, and we don't need to do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's going to be
very exciting.
Day, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
You bet. Thank you too, Sherry.
All right. And thanks, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Oops. Nope. Wait a minute. It's Friday.
Yeah, that's right. It is Friday.
So we're going to watch for our assignments for Saturday and Sunday, and then we're going to have a lot to talk about on Monday.
A lot of ground to cover
thrilling.
Monday.
Yes. All right. Wow.
Excellent.
Thrilling. Excellent. All right. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
All right. You bet. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.